Good morning, Liang. It's so good to have you with me today. And I want to introduce you to our viewing audience. Some people have probably seen you because on a lot of different occasions you've opened for me. You've actually even ministered for me when I was traveling out and you were in the pulpit for me.
Yep.
But welcome to today's podcast, which is, we typically term these podcasts Pulling on Heaven, and we talk about that a lot.
Yes.
And the reference to that again is the kingdom of heaven is in our grasp,
yes,
is what the word says. So sometimes you've seen me, I'll take the rope, probably almost, if not every Sunday.
All the time.
I drape that rope around my shoulders, and I do it at home, even if I don't have a rope in my hand, because what I'm reminding myself of is that the kingdom of God is right here. The kingdom of God is within our grasp.
Yes.
And I pray that because Jesus said to do that. He said, pray your kingdom come, your will be done.
Yes.
And not in a way that we're saying it's not here, but that we realize it. And you will know that.
Yep.
You've stood with us many times Pulling on Heaven.
Yeah.
So welcome. Having said all of that,
Thank you.
Welcome to our Pulling on Heaven podcast. Liang Diemer. I never get your last name right. I've known you for 20 years.
The first one is the big challenge, and then there's the second hurdle.
Right. So anyway, you own Skin
Sations,
which is an incredible spa in OC you've had for many, many years. You've
yes.
owned that, been the owner of that, and a great line of products that really help people's skin. I know because I use it all the time. It's,
yes.
I mean, come on. But great product. But most importantly, your heart towards God. We've experienced a relationship with you, my wife, my daughters, yeah. myself, for about 20 years, 20 plus years, I
yeah.
guess. And God has used you in a lot of ways to you prophetically have spoken into our lives.
Mm.
And I don't have a lot of people that do that in my life.
Yeah.
And you have. And so thank you for that. And we've been talking a lot about a God experience, which
yes.
we're going to talk about today. And I invited you to be a guest so we could talk about
yes.
those things and whatever God puts on your heart. But
okay.
thank you for being here. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Coming. I know it's a little bit of a drive from OC to here, and you made it. And people are going to be encouraged today about what we talk about because we're talking real life right here, right now, not just churchy,
yep.
You know, talk, garble, mumble, jumble. This is
yes.
where we really live. This is what's really going on and kind of how do we do what we do? How do we stay in the faith? I mean, is it
yes.
really working? Is God really answering? Did we miss something?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been there where you wondered?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, me too. And you know what people may think, business owner, successful business owner for many years. And you've been connected with a lot of people from the industry, just people across the board, people that just come in, they hear about your spa and want some of the products and the knowledge that God has given you. You're a chemist as well. So you have a lot in your portfolio
right.
Of experiences, but there's those times that still, the same with me, I've ministered since I was 12 years old was the first time I actually preached the word for the first time.
It's amazing.
And so that's been a few years ago. But we all have those challenging times, and
Oof.
I can't say that they ever go away. I mean,
right.
we go, the word calls it from faith to faith
yeah.
and from glory to glory.
Yeah.
And sometimes they feel like, you know, just you jump over a little hump and you're good to go. Sometimes it feels like you're hurdling one hurdle
yeah.
after another.
Yeah.
And what do you do? I mean, what's going on? What's happening? And, you know, I mean, is there an answer? Is there a way to move the hand of God? Is there a way to make things happen? Is God moving? What's going on? So many questions people have, I've had, you've had,
yes.
because we all live by faith.
Yes.
You know, I've studied the word since I was a kid, probably 10, 11 years old. And I feel fairly well versed because I've made it my life.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day I seek God in his word because it's life to me. But there are just those times things come and you just, God, what do I do? So what do we do? I mean, what do you do? How do you stay in the right mind? How do you
yeah.
keep your sanity? And most importantly, how do you move forward? And what's going on a lot of these times when things just don't seem to fall into place. They're just not, it's not happening. So I want you to, we were talking earlier about, you brought up a couple of things, and I'd like you to share from your perspective what you think about the door I just opened, which is a pretty big door.
Pretty big door.
Yeah.
It's a big door that I think almost everybody watching is going to be able to relate to, because people can look at somebody when I speak, because I do a lot of speaking now, and they're like, you've been open for 36 years in business. And it's like, wow, how did that happen? It was a lot of peaks and valleys that you have to overcome. And it's having the courage to stick in there, because when the obstacles are hard and things get tough and you think that things are going to be the end, and sometimes you come to a lot of different ends that look like it, and you're like, how am I going to make it past this? And as a business owner, it's getting into those spaces where it's like, this is impossible. And then you have to enter into, but all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me, and waiting on him and listening to him. And you were one of, you were the biggest role in my life that actually taught me the art of pondering. And your word was always pondering. And you would always say, Leanne, ponder. What have you been pondering on? Ponder on this. And then I would send you texts, because you and I worked together personally one-on-one twice a week for 6 years.
Yeah.
So
you were going through one of those times.
Oh. It was not only one of those times, but I'll never forget when I called you, because I hadn't seen you for a few couple years. And the Lord said, call Pastor Gary. And when you called, I wasn't sure if you were going to answer the phone, and you did. And the first thing you said when you answered is you said, I was waiting for your call. So you knew. And you had this assignment that we walked through. And it wasn't just a peak and valley. This was in that that space and time where it's like, I think even angels are going to fear to tread where I have been stuck in my life at that point.
You know, you don't really think about that. And if I can, I mean, because the word says angels look into what we are experiencing. So, you know, if you look at that just a little, maybe a little bit deeper than maybe you commonly would ponder that there's something that angels want, which you think, well, what would an angel want? I mean, they're in the heavens of God. But an angel wants the same thing we do. And we see this when John is in, he's having the vision of the kingdom of God and times and seasons. And he bows down to the angel because, you know, it's glowing like an angel. You know, it looks like God. And the angel says, don't worship me, worship God. He said, you and I are believing towards the same place.
Right.
You're in one dimension, I'm another, but we're talking right here.
Yes.
Worship God and know that the testimony or the revelation of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So angels do learn.
Yes.
Because of our faith in Christ and because Christ abides in us. So these times we're going through things, we're not only trying to get through it, and it feels like that, right?
Yes.
It's like I'm just trying to get through it.
Yep.
And I remember the talks that we would have, and I was counseling you through, I know, a very trying time. Our time was always on the phone, so I wasn't even looking at your face, but was on the phone. My wife and I were constantly praying for you, believing with you. And of course, she was there during all these counseling times, again, by my side, believing for you. So we had two in agreement. Because it's not just saying a word to someone, it's how that word is sown in someone's heart and how it how it develops. So we do walk in places where, I don't know, would angels fear to tread? They have a different kind of faith than we do, because they see things. Maybe not, and I'm not trying to get out there, but I'm just, the point is that our lives impact not only us, and it's important to know, but we're touching heaven too. We could we be, we know that God is an experience to us, okay, and you're going through this trying time. What's going on? I mean, is God not answering. And I remember it seemed like a pretty long valley for you. And you couldn't call me up and I just say, Leanne, do this, do that. And you walked out and all was good to go. Even 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 sessions. I was sitting there and encouraging you in the word that God had encouraged me in. Yes. But it wasn't, it didn't, what you were looking for didn't appear overnight or over a period of several nights. Mm-hmm. So what's going on during this time when you're walking through a season like that? I am, you are, some of the people in the studio here today. What's going on? I'm going to say it to you like this, and then we can dive into this.
Yeah.
We are, as the word says, we are a spectacle.
Yes.
To men and angels. Okay. Yes. So they are viewing us and we are an experience to heaven,
right?
Just like we experience heaven in Christ and mm-hmm. through Christ. God made us to be an experience to him as well as he being an experience to us.
Right.
And you have to think about it. And I could see people's mind maybe saying, wait a minute, what are you saying? God doesn't need anything. And you have to think of who God is. God is love. And if there is a virtue, a powerful virtue, and there is, and that virtue is love, for God so loved the world, what is that virtue about? And does love have a need? And of course love has a need. And what is that need? To be shared.
Yes.
To be shared. So when God shares his love with us, we can experience that love.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have an experience that God can't? Mm-hmm. Because the other side of that coin, thinking about, could we actually be an experience to God? Well, we can experience his love. Could he not experience ours? That would mean that we have an experience that God doesn't.
Yes.
So as opposed to thinking, how could we be an experience to God? You need to realize you are an mm-hmm. experience to God. Something he created for his purpose and his pleasure, the word says, all of us and all things. So those moments in time when we're walking through the shadow of the valley of death.
Yes.
The word says, don't fear any evil. Doesn't mean you can't feel it, but God says, I don't want you to act on it.
Right.
I want you to trust me. And it's during that time, not only are we learning, not only are we growing, but we are being an experience to God.
Yes.
God is experiencing us. What an incredible thought. When God opened my eyes to this, it just changed my world because it's, you know, it's selfishness has to go at some point.
Yes.
Being self-centered, self-seeking, self-concerned, which of course we have obligations, we have needs, we have to eat, you know, we have things we need. But at some point, God takes us beyond that border, that spectrum, so we can know who we are in a deeper way than we've known God when he answers our prayer. And he always does, but in a way that we can see it. So we pray for a certain thing, God, help me pay these bills or help me in my business. And we see the hand of God, and I know you have, and something happens and you say, wow. But what about the time when you don't see that happen? What's going on there? Mm. What's happening? I mean, are we doing something wrong? Did we miss the mark? Are we living in sin? Did we disobey God? Did we not do something we should have done, or we did something we shouldn't have done?
Mm-hmm.
And I see in the word and I see through in Job's life, that's where we have to say, God, you're righteous and you're just. And you said, when I call on you, you'd answer me. So you're answering me today, even though I don't see a thing. There's nothing in sight to behold. I don't even have anything to hope towards other than I hope something shows up that I can hope in. And that's where God says, I'll be your hope. And that's when we are being an experience to God, because he's experiencing our love without an agenda.
Yes.
He's experiencing our faith and our trust in him without being able to point to a thing and almost belittling that dynamic of God's great love, and our heart is turned into a different heart. It's from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh, as the word says, and God can mold that heart, and God is experiencing our faith, and that's a big deal,
because that's
when we're having a relationship with the Father.
Yes.
So, and I know we talked a little bit about this before, so what brought you to a point where you felt like it's going to be okay? I can make it through. I see a light at the end of the tunnel, even though it may seem way, way down the road.
Yes.
Or maybe I can't see a light, but something illuminated. What was that to you?
It was quite a bit because I remember walking through this, and the only thing for a long time that I kept looking for was the rescue.
Yeah.
And I think that we've been taught to look for the rescue, and our prayers often will be, get me out of here. And
most of the time, right?
Most of the time, yes. And you had taught me something during that time, and what you had said to me gave me that strength to keep going through, even for a long time when I couldn't see a thing through what I had to walk through. And that was, you said, Leanne, you know, be afraid. The fear is real, but keep moving through that, because we'll have a tendency to get stuck and to freeze and go into a protection response. And I just remember wanting that rescue so bad. And when I began to relax in it, realizing I'm going to trust you no matter what, and I can't see things. And it's been years walking through this and walking to the other side of it. I just kept realizing, and I began to say this prayer. And I said, Father, what is it that you want to be for me right now that you couldn't be for me before, of where I was before?
Wow.
And I kept realizing that all of this was because he wanted me to experience him in a relationship in such a different way. And it was really a point in my life coming into this relationship and being able to experience him on so many deep levels, through the hard times, through the dark times, through the bright times, that no matter what, the love and the relationship never changed. In fact, it kept growing deeper and it kept growing stronger.
Wow. Well, you know, a couple of things you mentioned when I said, fear the Lord. And the thing is real, and it's not wrong. It's not a sin to feel fear.
Yeah.
But don't respond to it. Continue to move.
Yes.
Continue to move forward. And you said something, and that's a big key. And it requires a dynamic to happen. And this is what I'm referring to. In order for it to happen, you said, instead of at some point, I don't know that it was that way all the time, but at some point you hit a point where you said you just believed, and the relationship started getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yes.
We have to stop relying on what happens around us.
Yes.
To dictate to us.
Yes.
Or to give us a determination that God is with us. That's real faith.
Yes.
That's where you just say, God, you're God. As David said, though you slay me, yet will I serve you. Now, yes. God certainly isn't slaying us, but the reason you were able to experience that deeper relationship is because you went somewhere that you hadn't been before, where you couldn't depend on anything happening.
Yes.
Anything turning around.
Yep.
No one coming and making you feel better, whether it was people that hurt you, abandoned you, or business going a different direction. It was you just saying, God, it's you and me, Lord. So whatever, as long as I have that, then I have everything.
Then I have everything.
But the mind and the flesh has to get out of the way at some point. Because until then, it's kind of poor me.
Yes.
You know, and we can end up falling prey to some of the things we hear Job say. To sum it up, I've walked righteous. I haven't done anything wrong. I've done everything you told me to do. I believed, you know, I've stood, you know, I didn't turn my back on you. And we start rehearsing everything we've done for God. Everything, how we've believed, how we've stood. Mm-hmm. And that's where God points a finger, a loving finger of his heart, and says, I'm with you.
Yes.
But if we listen, what we're hearing ourselves say is we're bragging on what we've done.
Right.
And God knows it's in our heart. And you know what? We've all been there.
Yes.
You know, I know what I know because of the experience God has given me and taught me how to live by faith. And I don't, as Paul said, I don't claim to have apprehended at all by any means. But it's one thing I know, forgetting the things that are behind, you have to press forward for the mark, the prize of the high calling.
Yes.
And what is that? God, I just want a relationship with you that pleases you.
Yes.
I'll do whatever you give me to do. I mean, Job scraped the boils off of his skin until maybe he ran out of pottery. I don't know, you know, when did that end? But God, whatever it is, if I have to scrape my skin until you reveal whatever it is you want me to know. And if this is where you want me, then God, I'll praise you for it. And people have a problem with that because people will fall away a lot of times. They get discouraged because they're like, God, if God is loving and kind, why am I going through this? Because God is so kind and loving. He knows that where we are eventually will end up being our demise. It'll end up leading us down a path that it's going to be hard to recover from.
Yes.
But through his love and his mercy and his grace, he knows what we need.
Yes.
He knows the work that needs to be done in our hearts. And that's what he said to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I need you, because people were complaining. They're upset. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? God, if he's so good and faithful, why is this happening? God said, go down to the potter's house and watch him work a work on the wheel. I'm going to show you what I'm doing. And God shows that the pot, the vessel, the word says, became marred in his hands.
Yes.
And then God says, watch, I'm making a new vessel. God
yes.
is always doing something. When does it get good? Here's the question. When has it ever been bad? Mm. Why isn't it always good? Because God is good. We don't enjoy. And he told us, he said, God chastens everyone that he loves. And God's not beating his kids. It's not that kind of a chastening. God's wooing our heart to be stronger, to be more
yes.
committed. Because we don't realize a lot of times how reliant we are on what God does as opposed to who God is.
Yes.
And that's the experience that I'm talking about.
Yes.
When we trust in God just because of who he is, we say it.
Right.
And I've said this before. We know who we are in God,
yeah.
who we are in Christ. We kind of feel like we've got that down. I know who I am in you. You know, I'm strong. I'm faithful. I'm going to be. But do you know who he is in you?
Right.
We know who we are in him, but do we know who he is and what he looks like in us?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God brings about. John 15, I in you and you in me.
Yes.
Not just you and me, but I in you.
Yes.
Because a branch can't bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine.
Yes.
You know, the vine doesn't produce the fruit, the branch does.
Yes.
And Christ knows, God knows what it takes to make that fruit of joy, consistency, a confident mind that can't be shaken.
Yeah.
So then God could take us. He's able to take that clay that he's molding, you and I, and produce something that is the perfect image of his will.
Yes.
It makes us stronger in our mind. It becomes difficult to get discouraged. It becomes difficult to be blinded by what we don't see. And God opens up an eye of faith, confidence, trust, and understanding that we won't get any other way until we have to walk a time where we say, God, it doesn't matter what I've done. It's what you're doing. And I trust you in all those things. And that's the power. I remember when, you know, many times, and I teach today the same principle, because you have to have that position. Like Jehoshaphat said, he said, listen, you're not going to have to fight, but there's a horde of people. There are three different sects of armies, different groups of people, and there's a horde of them. They're coming to kill you, okay? God didn't sugarcoat it. But Jehoshaphat said, stand strong, take your position and stand firm, because you won't have to fight. God will fight this battle for you. Well, imagine coming over as they did, and you see this horde. And you know what their intentions are. They're here to devastate you.
Yep.
And God says, don't be afraid. Well, I don't know that that meant that no one's knees were shaking.
Right.
But what they did is they started worshiping, singing, and praising God. And the word says, as they did, God set ambush against the adversary,
yes.
which was the Ammonites and the Moabites and Seir were all coming to destroy them. And they fought against themselves. What seems to be a battle against you will become a friend with you.
Yes.
Because what it does is it does something in our hearts we don't think we need because we can't see it.
Right.
We don't understand it. But Isaiah 55, God says, listen, he said, you don't know my thoughts are too high. My ways are higher than your ways. But he's not saying, I'm not going to let you know. What God is saying is, I want to reveal the depth of my heart and how I think. So that heart and those thoughts are in you. And how can we know that, Leanne, until
yes.
we come to a point where it feels like I have no place to go and I can't even look at something and say, I'm hoping in that.
Right.
You know, when you look down at a horde of people, as the word calls them, coming against you, what do you look at? No matter what I have in my hand, that's not close.
Mm-mm.
It's not nearly enough.
No.
Unless God does something incredible, we die.
Yes.
But can we say if it's God's will that we die? Because we not only live in faith, sometimes you die in faith,
right.
but we do it all in faith. And that's
right.
what the word says. Whether we live or whether we die, we do it as unto the Lord.
Yes.
But God always delivers his people. He always shows a way. He always heals the brokenhearted. He always lifts us up. He always shows us a way. But the most important thing is what he's doing in our hearts when we can't point our finger at something.
Right.
And what happens? We lose faith in things, and our confidence and faith grows stronger in Christ.
Yes.
And that's a relationship you're talking about.
Yes.
Is now I've got a deeper relationship. I've known you for 20 years. My wife and I have known you for over 20 years. I think you actually spoke to my wife before you did me years ago. And the one thing we've said to one another is, hasn't Leanne, and we thought you were incredible when we first met you, but we said, wow, hasn't she grown? There is a Leanne to us. You are like just a different person. Your spirit bears witness to the transformation that has taken place in you.
Right.
What thing could compare with that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No.
So then take me to another point. Okay. You're at a point where it's like, what am I going to do? There's nothing really, you know, you got fear, nothing to look at, nothing to hold on to. So what did you do?
Yeah. There was a lot that I did because
sometimes it's more than one thing, right?
It is. It's a process. In fact, not that long ago, the Lord said, daughter, I took you through four stages. In these four stages, I will have you teach. And he said, I took you through healing. Then I took you through growth. Then I took you through maturity. Then I took you through inheritance.
Mm.
Those are the four stages that he took me through. And when I was going through this process, as you know, just to encourage people out there, it doesn't matter what you're going through or how bad it is. Because in my circumstance, the Lord kept saying, daughter, you're consumed with the circumstances that are swirling on around you.
Now, can I ask you a question? Because I can hear people saying, what does she mean? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because in what I was going through back then, the law was not on my side legally. It was cut and dry. It was, this is going to happen. This is what's going to take place.
Did it feel fair?
Oh, no. No, if people only knew as a woman what I was going through and what it would have required for me as a woman.
So that it's fair doesn't always necessarily equate.
No, doesn't equate. Yeah, just you're going to have to get that out of your head. Is it fair? And you have to just get into trusting the Lord, because this was a situation where the impossible needed to happen. And it did. And it worked out on
probably
my side.
Probably really fast, right? It just possible took...
No. No, that situation was a whole year in court.
Mm.
So when I talk about the legal things were not on my side, it was cut and dry. But it was only but God.
But that was probably the only negative thing that was going on in your life at that time.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no. Everything was coming at me at every single side. And when I talk about going through the stage of getting to such a place, because I remember at first my question was, how did I get here? And what happened?
Did you ever feel like you did something wrong or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was always first inside. I would always be the first one. Like a lot of people will blame and deflect. I was opposite.
The Garden of Eden, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was, what did I do? This must have been from something I don't know that I did. You know, I can't see it. Oh my gosh, what
did
horrible thing.
Did you have
thing.
Any prophetic word over your life that things were going to go differently while you're going through this?
Yes. And I actually learned, I like to teach people now how to receive a prophetic word, because often you're going to get a prophetic word and you will find your life going the opposite direction. So I teach people, because your first response is either going to be they missed it or false prophet. Yeah. So I want to encourage you that when the Lord gives you a word and your life does go in the opposite direction, because my life went 580 degrees in the different direction from what I was told to look forward to the future. And it was because of that, which was your prophetic word, which I still have written down to this day, and you did not know who I was. And you also did not, nobody knew about this piece of art that I had. that is a pretty significant piece of art, very valuable. And there was only three people in the world who knew that I was in possession of this certified piece of art. And you prophesied about this piece of art that was hanging in my living room. And you went on to tell me great things I was going to do. Everything fell apart. And at first, you, when I read the word, there was a moment where I actually pushed it because I was like, this is so, there's not even a word to describe how opposite direction everything is now going. And as I just sat there on the floor, I was literally sitting on the floor, and the Lord spoke to me and he said, daughter, you're going to read that word every single day, because I was gracious and mercy. I had so much grace and mercy for you to give you that word, because I needed you to hold on to the truth while you went through what I needed to take you through and what was about to happen and hit your life. So I say, in my life, that there was a hand grenade that got thrown into my life, literally. And every part of my life went up in pieces. And piece by piece, the Lord put everything not only back together, because you always used to tell me that that our life sometimes, when it's upside down, is actually upside right.
Yeah.
And, you know, just moving through those parts. But I had to hold on to that prophetic word, and I had to hold on to the parts of truth that I knew were going to be true in my life, because I did know that everything that was happening to me, although these things were true and they were truly happening to me, they were not the truth. And the truth is something completely different. So, as I began to go through this process, I remember, like we all do, praying for the rescue, which is the last thing as believers we should be praying for, because God's response to me was always, daughter, are you kidding me? Do you know how long it took me to organize this
to get
this,
you there?
To get me here?
To get you there.
Right where I was at.
Had you had prophetic years prior to things going upside down, as it were?
Yes.
And so were you questioning all? I mean, did the natural mind say, Was any of that right? And why? I mean, that we must be bad, right, when we do that.
Yep.
No, what we're doing is, what are we doing? What the word says, we're casting down all imaginations,
yes,
all imagery, all idolatry,
yes,
because
yes,
a lot of times,
yes,
believers, you know, faith believers, we faith it all. We live by faith.
Yes.
Think that that means that God wants to bless us, and he does,
yes,
and it's in his word, but that if we don't see that happening, or the opposite, I was talking with a dear friend of mine on the way here. It's the opposite. Abraham, he experienced the absolute opposite. Joseph, the absolute opposite.
You're in good company.
Yeah. So what was going on? I mean, was there something? God was doing a work in everyone's heart. So we,
yes,
could actually, in all truth, because you said it may be true, but it's not the truth.
It's not the truth.
What is the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
And he's saying, I have to be the everything to you.
Yes.
And what's actually happening? Well, bad things. No, good is happening.
Yes.
Only good can happen to me is part of the 23rd Psalm, the end portion. The translation is, only good,
yes,
will pursue me. So what we think is good and what
that's
God
truth
knows is good, or it can be two totally different worlds. So I have learned, and I share with people, and sometimes I get it can be frustrating because you feel like this is the worst day of my life, and
right,
you're telling me this is the greatest day of my life.
Right.
You know, something's wrong with you, or you're just having a good day right now, and you have no idea what we're going through.
Yeah.
We've all been there. We've all been somewhere where it just did nothing. There was nothing to look at.
Yes.
But that's when good is happening too.
Yes.
Good is happening because God's strengthening our heart. He's strengthening our mind. And what we don't realize is how reliant our happiness hinges on things,
yes,
that we need, or things that we want, or things that we want God to do, because we're faith people. So, you know, things are going to, you know, there'll be that minute where we just believe God. But that minute sometimes can stretch out a little longer, because it's kind of like when you're a parent. I have two daughters. And I remember having them walk to us when they first started walking. And first time, you're this close, you know, yes. because you know they're going to fall forward. So right. you catch them.
Yeah.
And the next time, maybe you get back just a little more and they're going to fall a little further. But what's actually happening is they have confidence that you're there. But what we're teaching as parents, our children to do is not to fall into our arms.
Yes.
We want them to walk into our arms.
Yes.
And that requires them knowing what a fall feels like. Right. But they're caught. They're falling, but they're caught. Okay. So in essence, they fall, but they're caught. And the distance gets a little more and more. And what happens is something inward begins to take place. Your strength, your yes. legs strengthen you, because what a child will do, and it's just that, just what they know to do. It's just kind of the natural movement towards a parent when you're a baby is you're just going to fall. You're right. not really trying to walk. You're right. going to fall.
Yeah.
But after a minute, that fall gets a little uncomfortable. And so they start trying to walk and you back up a little more,
yes.
a little more. But what you're actually doing is you're strengthening that child
yes.
and showing them what is on the inside of them. You have the power to see.
Absolutely.
You have the power to balance. You have the power to walk. And that's my seed working in you.
Yes.
Dad can do it. And the seed of Dad is in you. Well, the seed of our Father is in us.
Yes.
And He knows we can walk a distance. He knows we can run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And that's what God is doing. He's strengthening the part of us that we would never even know needed to be strengthened.
Yes.
I mean, what if you carried a baby around all its life? I mean, you'd end up with a crippled child,
yes.
never knowing. At some point, you have to learn to draw from the strength that's on the inside.
Yes.
And you don't do it when there's something you can grab onto, mm-mm. when you can fall into God's arms. And yep. there's times He said, I led you by the hand, but there's a time I want you to walk. And
yes.
I want you to walk in the strength of my Spirit, because again, God wants that experience with us. Because
yes.
when love is shared, it's just so much deeper, so much more powerful, so
yes.
much more alive.
Yes.
And God taught you how not just to fall into His arms, but how to walk towards His arms. And that's
yes.
that's an incredibly important, powerful thing.
Yes.
And that's what we learn, and that's what I'm hearing you say. And again, understanding, because we've walked there. But to those that are viewing, I mean, you fall into God's arms. God's always going to catch you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm with you always. But don't despise the correction, the teaching,
yes.
the chastening of the Lord. When God chastens you, it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. He's not beating mm-hmm. you. What He's doing is He's chastening the weakness of our minds, the
yes.
part of our spirit that's just, I'm happy when things are good. And when they're not so great, I get in an attitude. Attitude is spirit, and spirit is attitude.
Yeah.
God wants our spirits, our attitude to be mm-hmm. strong. How much greater are our lives when we learn not to be tossed to and fro by every wind, every idea of doctrine, ever-changing mindset?
Yes.
If we can become solidified, I remember and still to this day, I love to be around people that are just consistently
mm-hmm.
joyful, that I don't have to wonder, what mood are they going to be in today? Are
right.
they in this mood? Do I need to brace myself for this mood or that mood? And I made a kind of a covenant with myself and said, I'm not going to hang around those kind of people anymore. And guess what? I hung around those people. Because that was a part of me saying, you can only enjoy their company if they're enjoyable, huh?
Right.
Well, what about the strength in you? And even in that, even though I felt I was a very consistent individual, and I'm always excited about something God's saying, God's doing. Trying times, I try to never bring an attitude or a weight into someone else's presence, because I know how I feel about it. But can you maintain that in the presence of someone that isn't? So God
yes.
was teaching me through their difficult times.
Yes.
So when is it ever not good?
Right.
When you look at it correctly, when you know God is always doing something incredible, He's with me always, which means He's always showing me something that's deepening that relationship. So the question is not when does it get good, when did it ever get bad?
Yeah.
Whoever told you it went bad?
Right.
When you trust in God,
yes.
it's going to turn around good. And that begins to shift your mind to Romans 8:28.
Yes.
All things do work together for good to them that really love Him
yes.
and recognize their call according to His purpose. That's
yes.
Jehoshaphat. Stand strong
yes.
and stand firm in the faith and take your position.
Yes.
And that's what I hear you talking about.
Yes.
It changes you, right?
100%.
I mean, are you today in your mind, in your emotions, same things happen from time to time? Or different things maybe you haven't experienced. Are you the same person you were then?
Absolutely not.
And what do you attribute that to? God rescuing you?
No. Oh, no. There are two things that were so, well, there were several things that were life-changing. One of them was, what I want to preface it, everything with what we're talking about is what I can sit here and say, because those who know what I walk through knew, and I would often say that I wouldn't wish this upon Satan himself, wow, what I was going through. I can look at this camera and I can look at everybody in the eyes right now. And despite what I had gone through, which was pretty horrific, and at times I didn't even know if I was physically going to survive it, I can look at you right now today and say, sign me up again.
Wow.
Because of where I'm at right now, sign me up again. No questions asked. I will sign it with pen and paper. I will go through that again because of where I am today. Sign me up again.
Well, that means that you, the word says, ever learning, yet never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
What is it referring to? A heart that just can't get it. Why? Because it's constantly, I did this, I did that. Yeah. You learned.
Yeah.
And I know by talking with you for years, and my wife and I knowing you, and my daughters, and my whole family loves you and appreciate your heart and your attitude. But know that it's when you stop saying, what did I do wrong?
Right.
And what did I not do right? And why is this happening to me? And the word of the Lord is not coming to pass. You just said God's word is true.
Yes.
And God's word is coming to pass right here, right now. And I remember I told you, project, see the word, see you walking in the word. And no matter what, I remember one time saying to you, just consider yourself in a pond, your pool of water.
Yes.
And any thought that comes into your mind that troubles that pool of water, even if it just feels like a leaf.
Awareness.
Be aware. And don't be troubled. And that's what the word says. Be firm in the Lord. Stand strong in the faith. And here's the great thing. Everybody can do it.
Yes.
No matter where you are. You're not special. Sorry to destroy your world, but you're not special in the thing you're going through. Someone's going through something very, very similar. Maybe something you'd look at and go, well, that's a lot worse.
Yes.
But it's not the devil attacking us.
No.
Because he wouldn't do us that much good.
No.
If he had that kind of power, he'd just get you out of the way.
Absolutely.
Discourage you, destroy you, you're done.
Right.
But God leads us in the way we're supposed to go. You're going through a trying time in your life. Well, it's really a teaching time. It's really an insightful time. It's really an embrace of God, because he knows what each and every one of us need. And he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll take you through what you need to take, what I need to take you through. Jesus laid down his life, poured out his blood. And now at one point in time, did he say, it's not worth it?
Right.
As a matter of fact, the word says he suffered everything that he went through because he looked at us and said, I get their hearts.
Yes.
And that's a big deal. Now that is love.
Big deal.
And that's a relationship.
Yes.
And God, the word says, which of you has gone to that point, the shedding of your blood for the remission? None of us have.
Yes.
You know, none of us have, but Jesus did. And he is our covenant. He is the promise of our salvation. He is our Redeemer. He is Lord. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Of him, through him, and to him are all things. To God be praise, glory, and honor. God is not necessarily going to always rescue you. At some point in time, mm-mm, he's going to teach you how to walk on the water. Peter walked on the water, and people will say, yeah, but he sank. But have you ever taken one step on water?
Right.
And when he fell, what happened? He learned how to reach up and grab on, and Christ reached down and took a hold of him. And they both ended up back in the boat. If you will, they walked together. God wants to do what he wants to do, not for you all the time. He wants to do it with you.
Yes.
That's love.
Yes.
That's marriage.
Yes.
That's union. And that's what the word says. It says even marriage is a mystery, and it's really about Christ and his body. So I want to say to everyone viewing that this is the greatest season of your life. And when does it really ever get bad? It gets bad when we think it's on us. We did something wrong. That's why the word says there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Get back in the boat or walk on the water.
Yes.
Even if you sink, say, God, if I'm sinking today, you're with me in the water.
You're with me.
If I'm walking on it, you're with me on the water.
Yes.
All in all, you're going to be revealed in a way that I have never known you, and you're going to deepen my relationship and my revelation and my knowledge of you.
Yes.
Paul said it like this. He said, I pray for you all the time that you may have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better. God's revealing who he is in you. You're going to make it through. Trust him. You're going to make it through, and you're going to be better when you get through. And it's not just, you know, it's not so much a, and I taught this Sunday, it's not so much about a process. We're in a progress.
Yes.
We're making headway. Even today, when it doesn't look like it, something is taking place that is really, really, really important.
Yes.
And God was bringing you through. He brought you through.
Yes.
He brought me through. Everyone in this studio, God's brought us through to the point we are today. How much more does he have to show us? How much more of God is he going to reveal? It's a pretty exciting world when you think about it. What an opportunity we have that we don't always get rescued out, but we get elevated up to see from a different perspective.
100%.
Thank you, Leanne, for joining me today. Thank you for sharing your heart. I know you touched a lot of people, and we'll have to do this again. God bless.
Yes.
To all of those that are viewing, remember, keep pulling on heaven 24/7. God is not going to answer you. He has answered you, and you're going to see the greatness of the Lord in this day. This is a day God has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you all. Until next time.